Hello everybody, I'm George Miner. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. In this video, I'm asking, should circumcision be outlawed, child circumcision? I'm talking about male circumcision, obviously not female genital mutilation. That's a different thing. Calling that circumcision is euphemistic. I'm talking about surgically removing the foreskin, because we know that this is mandated in Islam and in Judaism, and most Muslim and Jewish boys have this done. The very small Jewish boys are a few days old. Muslim boys, I think, is much more traumatic when they leave it to the much older, like 5 years old or something. I mean, how terrifying is that? And then some people have it done for non-medical reasons. It's standard practice in the United States, I'm told, or places where American doctors really taught in medical schools a lot, such as in the Republic of Korea. Appendectomy is something people should consider very carefully. Why would you remove a part of the body was not diseased completely unnecessarily? It's just because it's in this holy writ. Is it supposedly cleaner? Well, you know, possibly is, but it's a completely unnecessary surgery. If it really necessary to be done to everybody, you know, the foreskin is not a problem. It's not a cancerous growth. The great majority of human males have these all their lives, and it doesn't cause them any problems. So this is something which is performed on the unconsenting. Now, I know children can't consent. They're not compos mentis, particularly infants. So the parents have to make choices on their behalf. But there's a limit to the choices they're permitted to make. They're not allowed to do things which are deliberately harmful to the child. Though it's only slightly harmful, it's still cutting someone. It's still causing some bleeding, some pain. There's obviously a risk of infection. And there's absolutely no need to do it. There is no harm arising from not doing it. You could allow the child to grow up. And then this boy, once he reaches adulthood, can determine for himself whether he wants to do it or not. So it's a matter of faith. But there's no faith involved in him having it done to it without his agreement. So if as an adult he opts to do it, that's different. I mean, the people say there are somehow it's as risky of doing it as an adult. So it's cruel. Of course it causes suffering. They say you don't feel anything, but when they do it to infants are too small to be able to say what's going on. But obviously they cry, there's pain. And just how terrifying it must be if you're five, you've got some idea what's going on, and someone's coming into that part of your body with a knife. My God, and you see what can go wrong. So yeah, no, that's why. So one law for all. Remember Anne-Marie Walters' campaign in the United Kingdom. So that's what I tend to agree with. And there's some Muslim and Jewish men who've never had it done, particularly grew up in Soviet countries when it wasn't allowed and didn't have it done as an adult. Leave it as it is, I say. It strikes me as cruel. And then adults can decide for themselves whether they want to do this or not. Now, there is a risk if it's not allowed to be performed on infants, that it will be done then illegally. People who are not doctors would do it in insanitary conditions, a higher risk of infection, even a chance of death. So that's why I'm a bit circumspect about it. I see the dangers of driving this sort of thing underground, but it's inherently abusive and cruel. And I don't care that your holy book says that you have to do it, okay? The holy book says all sorts of things. You know, the Torah says that genocide is okay, to kill the Amalekites, wars of aggression against the Canaanites, and stealing cattle and stuff like that, stoning gays to death, that wearing clothes of more than one fiber is punished by death, that breaking the Sabbath is punished by death, blasphemy is punished by death. We don't go along with all this nonsense that you must not allow a witch to live. So, that is no reason to change the law to allow any abusive action just because it's part of some sort of Iron Age myth from the Middle East. This pack of lies from several thousand years ago. And all right, there are some beautiful parts of the Bible, and there are some morally worthy in injunctions in the Bible. That doesn't mean we should go along with the bad parts as well as the good parts. So it wouldn't be violent if anybody's religious liberty. He would be permitted to do this when he's an adult and he decides of his own free will to do this. And that really is a test of faith, not having it done to you without your agreement. And of course, they can't agree or even disagree when they're that young because they don't know what's going on. What do you think? Should this be allowed or not? And largely in Soviet countries, it wasn't. Now, I would not look to the Soviet Union as a bastion of liberty of any kind. So it's abusive. So that's why I think we should protect these children just because they happen to be born into Muslim Jewish families. And they'll still be allowed to do it. They're going to have to wait till they're 18 to do it. So what do you think? Answers on a postcard and no exemptions. Likewise, Sikh men in the United Kingdom not having to wear turbans when there are motorbikes. So they can get crashed and killed because they have a skid lid? No, either everyone's got to wear them or nobody's got to wear them. We can't have exemptions because you happen to subscribe to some religious belief. And if you're not willing to accept wearing a crash helmet, don't ride a motorbike. Riding motorbikes is not obligatory. It's very, very easy to avoid. Aren't you willing to make sacrifices for your faith? Because if not, you clearly don't believe it. And I somewhat felt the same about uniform exemptions. I mean, uniform exemptions, I'm not that strong, on. You know, the concessions being granted is very difficult to retract now. It's not really problematic. Muslim women have wanting hijabs when they're in the police, perhaps some of the British Armed Forces, or Sikh police officers wearing turbans, or when they're in the, likewise, and then the Royal Air Force, the Army, the Royal Navy. I do think it spoils the uniformity, especially in a show horse unit like the Brigade of Guards. So what say you to my proposition that we should outlaw this, that child abuse is unacceptable, even for religious reasons? That doesn't make it any more permissive, doesn't make it any less painful, any less risky for the child to do this. What do you think? Okay, because they'll say, oh, but because it's our religion, we have to be able to do these bad things just because it's our religion. No, that's not a sufficient reason. There's also cults who want to abuse children sexually or whatever, and they say it's because their faith. No, I don't care. That doesn't make it right. We have to protect children, no matter what their children's faith. Not to say that other religions like Christianity don't have a lot of child abuse in them. They certainly do, really shocking levels of it. Fortunately, I think it's largely defeated now. All right, so tell what you think. Because, you know, some people say, but female genital mutilation, that's part of my faith, of my culture. Say, so what? We're going to protect the girls. And your belief is not a sufficient reason to subject to someone to such an appalling act of cruelty. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.